I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student. This podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast. Hello, ladies, and hello, 2019, a brand new year. I am so excited about this year. Honestly, the way that 2018 kind of went down, I have never been more excited to say goodbye to a whole year than I have been at 2018. So when I say hello 2019 and you hear the excitement in my voice, it is real and authentic, ladies. That's all I gotta say. So maybe you had a year like me where you are saying bye, Felicia. And, or maybe your year was great and you're saying bye because you're excited about another awesome year. I am saying goodbye because I expect incredible things for this year because I learned a lot of lessons in 2019. A lot. Some lessons was things that I needed to learn that because of my mistakes and things that I may have done wrong. Some of the lessons I learned because I was, you know, in conflict with something. But regardless, I honestly think that all of the lessons of 2018, the Lord was so faithful. And he held my hand every confrontation. He held my hand every kind of roadblock or brick wall that I would come up and hit thinking I didn't know where to go next. And he has walked me through a journey in the wilderness in 2018. And I truly feel like 2019 is all about walking into his freedom. And I don't know if you pick a word for a new year. I love doing that. I do it every year. In 2017, my word was grace. And in 2018, my word was redeemed. And I couldn't figure out throughout the year why I felt like the Lord kept, you know, putting that word on my heart for the year until actually last week. I was driving down the road and I was telling my friend that my word was redeemed last year. And it just came out of nowhere. And I felt like the Lord was like, you know, during the whole year of 2018, he stripped a lot of things from me. He stripped selfishness. He stripped, you know, when I would hold offense. He stripped things about me as a person and he redeemed me back to him. He stripped relationships out of my life and redeemed me back to him. So everything that I felt like I was losing or missing out on or just missing or messing up, the whole time, every single lesson, every single time, he was redeeming me back to him. And I realized that I've been on this journey of identity. I wrote a whole book on it, Beautifully Designed. And it's all about, you know, peeling off negative labels and replacing them with God's word. And my whole journey is on identity and wrapping my identity in the wrong things and learning what it looks like to put my identity as being daughter of the King and as being someone who has a savior and has a destiny on her life. And knowing this year, knowing what I know and the lessons that I've learned, I've just realized so much more now than I ever have. Is that when we go through a hard year, or a pruning year, or a valley, or a wilderness season, it is so he can draw us closer to him. Because even though there was a lot of chaos and different things going on, I had a such a peace in my life, a calm that honestly can only come from Jesus, because outside looking in, it doesn't look good. But guess what? through Jesus, it doesn't matter because I know who I am. I know who God created. And going through the book of John, the month of November, I learned so much about how Jesus dealt with conflict, how he dealt with rejection, how he dealt with negativity and the naysayers in his life. And I have just honestly just risen up and accepted what God has for me in a kind of exciting and bold way. You know, I tend to shrink back when I'm insecure or when I'm going through a rough patch in my life. And I saw myself shrinking back a little bit in the midst of hurt and just some different things I was going through. But what I realized is that 2019, I am stepping up and I'm rising up instead of shrinking back because we were not created to be invisible. We were created to rise up and we were created to do incredible things. And the Lord has such a calling on all of our lives. And so I want to go over, I wrote an article actually about the lessons I learned in 2018. And I want to go into detail with these because they're so much fun. Some of them are funny, some are serious, but they're just 10 of them really quickly. And I made little fun hashtags. So if you shared it on social media, you're supposed to hashtag which one you could relate to. And so these are just some things I'm not going to bring into 2019, but then a lot of lessons and things that I am going to bring into 2019. But number 10 is, here's the 10th lesson I learned. I have to quit telling myself that I'm going to enjoy cooking more and I'm going to embrace the fact that it's not my strength. And the hashtag is embrace your weakness. So when you're going to 2019, if you're not the best cook or house cleaner or whatever it may be, we tend to put so much pressure on ourselves to, you know, we compare ourselves to people on social media. You know, everybody likes to put their food that they're cooking on there in the pictures. And I'm like, wow, I went to Cracker Barrel because I want to cook tonight, you know? And so I used to kind of feel bad about that. And I would, you know, I would say, okay, this year I'm going to cook more. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to, you know, make a recipe that has actually more than two ingredients because it always frustrates me when there's like 35 ingredients. I'm like, what? I don't even know what that is and where to find that in the store. I ain't cooking that. And I always tell myself, oh, this year I'm going to do it. I'm going to set my goal. And of course, I never did it. I set myself up for failure like for the last 3 or 4 years saying I was going to do that. Well, guess what? In 2019, I ain't doing it. I am not cooking more and I ain't going to enjoy it because I don't. And so I'm going to set myself up for success and go ahead and say 2019, I don't enjoy cooking. I'm probably not going to cook any more than I do now than I really have to, 2 or 3 nights a week for my fam. We can have leftovers. We can have some Chick-fil-A. It works out. But guess what? That's okay. It's not my strength and my family loves me anyway. Okay? So it may not be cooking for you, but enter in what that is for you and give yourself some grace. Embrace your weakness. Number 9, I am not a morning person ever. 2018 didn't teach me that. It just solidified it. Hashtag, I love sleep. I love it. I love every bit of it. I love going to bed. Now, granted, I have a hard time going to sleep because my mind doesn't shut off. I actually have to sleep by a notebook because I have ideas at night. But I love sleep. I do not like the morning. I have to get up and, you know, get my kids ready for school and take them to school. And sometimes I hit the gym, sometimes I don't. But I am not a morning person ever. It's never going to happen. I have set so many resolutions in different times where I'm like, I'm going to get up 30 minutes before my children and I'm going to, you know, do the laundry or that's when I'm going to do my quiet time. And, you know, it sounds really great. And when you say it out loud and it looks really great when people put it out on social media that they're succeeding in it and they've created a habit. And here's the deal. It is not a habit ever. And it is not fun for me to wake up 30 minutes before my children. So I wake up 2 minutes before my kids have to wake up. I put my glasses on, I run in there, I wake them up, I make them breakfast real quick, and as they're eating, I put my gym clothes on and we head out the door. So I'm not a morning person and I ain't gonna apologize for it. Hashtag, I love sleep and I love naps. I just don't get to take them anymore, but I do love them when I can. Number 8, I learned to stop answering everyone's texts right away. Other people's lives are not always my emergency. Hashtag, I am only one person. I used to think every message or text that would come through, I would have to literally reply right then. And it was stressful. I would be in the middle of playing with my kids or, you know, doing something, and I felt like I had to reply right away. And that, I always felt anxious about it. And so I just realized that I am one person, and I got to give myself grace in the fact that I can't reply to everybody right then. And you almost kind of create a monster, because then if you stop, you know, all of a sudden stop replying right away, they're like, are you mad? Where are you? Da, 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 da. And so the reality is people's lives, they're not your emergency. Now, granted, if it's a real emergency, that's something different. But when somebody asks you a question or, you know, just shoots you a message or maybe leaves you a voicemail, you can leave it on your phone. It will be there when you have the time to look at it. And you have got to free yourself from just that attachment. And I love my phone. I love social media. My ministry is on social media. God brought over 17,000 women to Facebook. I've got thousands on my YouTube channel. I've got thousands of followers here. And so the reality is, it's like, I love it and it's on my phone. I do my business on my phone. And so I have to have it in my life, but I can put it in a drawer and go play outside with my kids. Or, you know, I'm learning that I do not have to reply right away and I don't have to get people's texts right when they send them. So that was a freedom for me for 2018 that I'm going to take into 2019. Number seven, the unfollow button on social media has made me like more people when I see them in public. Hashtag be the same. I have learned that people are not the same in real life as they are on social media. And it's frustrating sometimes. And I get it. I've done it. I'm not saying I've never done this before, but, you know, we all put our highlight reel up. We get that part. But, you know, sometimes you'll see people on social media, you'll see them post or comment on other people's stuff, and then you see them in public and they ignore you or they don't say hi, but then they're going to comment on your status the next day. And it's like, you are not nice to me in person. Why on social media are you nice to me? And you have to understand that it matter, you know, people, they care what other people are seeing, and they want other people to look like that they have this relationship with you. And I just started to realize that when I unfollow them, I feel better because I don't get frustrated when I see them in person, because I'm not comparing them to the person they are on social media. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. People are people, and we can love people from a distance. And so hit that unfollow button. They don't know you do it. It gives a healthy boundary for you and for them, because you are not comparing what they're portraying on social media, but you can honestly see them for the person that they truly are, whether that be good or bad. But number six, living in a wilderness season may feel lonely, but that is where you can feel God the closest. The soil is rich in the valley. Hashtag pruning is necessary to bear much fruit. I have done a podcast on this exact thing, so you've heard me talk about this before, but going through a wilderness season where you feel like you are the only one going through it, it's hard, but it is so necessary, because that is where you can draw close to God. And scripture says when we draw close to Him, He draws close to us. And so it is just, it can be a precious time, and understand it's really necessary for you to propel to the next season, to level up a little bit. It's part of it, and it is hard, but it's also, it's needed, and it's okay. It is necessary, because you want to be able to bear much fruit in your next season, and you will be able to do that. God will give you His peace and His faithfulness, and He will walk you every step of the way, because you are never alone with Him. Number five, I hate losing more than I like winning, but I have learned that it's not the outcome that matters. It's how you treat people. Hashtag everyone matters. And this lesson was huge for me this year, because I realized that I wasn't going to sacrifice relationships and things that, anything with a person to try to one-up somebody in a business, or I wasn't going to go be successful in a certain area if that's not what I was called to do. I just realized that I mean, I am the most competitive person you'll ever meet. Like, it's a sickness. Like, when I say that, I'm not being dramatic. Like, I can't hardly play Uno, you know, because I want to win. I don't let my kids win. I love to win. But more so, I mean, I hate losing. I hate it. But what matters most is how you treat people. That's what matters most, right? I mean, we've had to teach my boys not to trash talk when you win or not to cry when you lose, you know, but it's the middle that counts. I think that's a Hope Floats, actually, the movie Hope Floats, which is my ultimate favorite movie, but it's how it said the beginnings are hard and the end, the beginning is hard and the end is sad, but it's the middle that counts. It's the middle that matters most, and it's how you treat people, whether you win or lose, and I have learned that matters more than anything, and it was an important and amazing lesson that I'm going to carry into 2019. Number four, people may think I have failed, but they haven't seen the hidden battles that I have risen up from that trumps any defeat. Hashtag champions rise. Oh, ladies, I have been on my knees crying out to God more than I ever have in 2018. I'm telling you, I have fought so many battles. I fought battles of negative self-talk. I have fought battles of other people's opinions. I have fought battles of just having the desire to quit in something in my life. And what I cried, I remember one night yelling, ladies, like, this is some raw ash right here. The raw and real ash. So I was having a moment and I was yelling loudly yelling. My husband was in the kitchen. I was in the living room. We have a open house plan. So we were all right there and I was yelling. I wasn't yelling at my husband. I wasn't mad at him, but I was yelling. And my 6-7-year-old son, Levi, came out and he was like, Mom, why are you yelling at Dad? What's wrong with you? And it hit me. Their room was right there. I didn't realize it because I was having a moment. And I took a deep breath. I was like, Levi, please understand that Mommy is upset, not at Daddy. I'm just upset about something, and I just needed to get that out. And I mean, it was a great teaching moment for my son to know that mommies go through things, and sometimes I need to yell it out. And it was a hidden battle that I was fighting in my home. It's not something I plastered on Instagram. I didn't put a picture of my mascara running down my face saying, I just cried for 2 hours and yelled in my house because I'm having a moment. Like, no, I didn't do that. It was a hidden battle. It was a behind the scenes, a me and God, let's do this. And I cried out to him. I asked him questions. I opened up my Bible. I put on some worship music, and I fought my battle on my knees. There was some yelling involved, and I hate to say that I scared my kids a little bit, but it was needed. Champions rise. It helped me rise up above the ashes and rise up above all the noise and negativity. And of course, I didn't quit. Why? Because we were never born to quit. We were born to rise up because we are daughters of the King. Can I get an amen? Number three, what you tolerate, you allow to exist in your life. Go where you are celebrated, not tolerated. Hashtag boundaries are good. Biggest lesson right here almost. I should have put it number one almost because I have allowed negativity in my life, some toxic relationships in my life in the past, and I allowed them to talk to me a certain way. I love people and I didn't want them to not like me, so I wouldn't say anything. I would get passive aggressive texts, and I realized that these people didn't really like me. They kept me around to, you know, I guess throw me around. I'm not really sure at this point why they kept me around as long as they did, but I kept going back because I love people and I wanted to continue to build relationships. And the reality is they could have cared less whether I succeed, failed, if I went invisible, like they didn't care. And so, but I would go back to it almost like an abusive relationship. But I realized that I had tolerated so much. I had allowed certain behaviors to exist for so many years that I mean, I was kind of being taken advantage of and didn't even realize it. And I realized that I have to go where I'm celebrated, not tolerated. If you are unsure about a relationship in your life and you don't know where you stand, it's that relationship where it's like, does this person like me today? Are they going to be nice? Are they going to say hi? Are they going to acknowledge I'm in their room? And you just go back and forth whether or not you think, am I a friend? Am I not a friend? Am I a frenemy? Like, what's this deal? That is a relationship that is not healthy. And hashtag boundaries are good. If you continue to allow that person to have power over you, then what's going to happen is you're going to continue to feel defeated and you're going to live in the unknown. Does this person like me? No. You are worthy and you're valuable and you are so loved. And there's so many people in your life that want to celebrate you, that want to love on you, but you are so focused on that one or two or few relationships maybe that is toxic, that you don't know where you stand, that you are not seeing all those other people that love and encourage you. And honestly, God eliminated those people in my life in 2018, and I'm so thankful for it, because now I feel such peace and calm, because the relationships that I am putting my time and effort and energy, our time is precious. And if we're going to put it in people that where we never know where we stand with, you know, we never know what week they're going to like us or if they're ever going to, you know, acknowledge that we are in this world. Like, what? Like, no, move on. That's not healthy. And boundaries are so good. Those are the people you unfollow on social media, right? So go where you're celebrated. Invest in the relationships of the people that love you for who you are. And they love the good, bad, and ugly of you. And you don't have to meet anybody's expectations to be wanted. That is not healthy. And so that may be one of the biggest lessons and hardest lessons, because I don't like being misunderstood. I want people to like me, but guess what? My mental and spiritual and emotional health matters way more than someone's opinion. And now that I truly am walking into my destiny, I don't care what they think, and it's just such a freedom. So number two, kindness always wins. Hashtag always be kind. There is nothing you can say to that. Even with some of these relationships and lessons and people that I have been around, I continue to be kind. I mean, you know, forgiveness is for us. You know, anybody that has wronged me or said something negative, I actually recently, somebody came to me and told me something negative somebody else said, and you know, that person was like, I just love you. I'm so frustrated they would say that. And I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter. I forgive them. Like, nobody's perfect. I mean, I've gossiped before. I mean, every lady that's listening to this podcast has gossiped, period, end of story. And so at the end of the day, this girl had an opinion about me, and she's expressing it to other people, and she can do that. But at the end of the day, I forgive her. Like, it doesn't affect me at all. I'm not going to let that have power over me. But I'm going to be kind. I'm going to say hi. I'm not going to build a relationship with that person. Because remember, what you tolerate, you allow to exist, and you have to set that boundary, but you can be kind. It takes more effort to be rude and awful and unkind than it does to show love and grace and to be kind. It shows more effort to be mean. And so don't be a mean girl. Be a kind girl and set the boundary. Love people from a distance if you have to, but always know that you can be kind. And the last lesson, number one, is there may be a small number of people who want us to fail. Never make their voices louder than God's in 2019. Hashtag, I don't care what people think. Biggest lesson right there. I know that people out there, they want to bury me. But you know, we're never created to be buried. We were created to flourish and to grow and to walk into our destiny and to have joy and to have fun. And if we are gonna give our peace away to somebody else and allow their voice to be louder than the creator of the universe and the creator and the savior of the world, then that's a problem. And that is something that in 2019, you can truly understand that when you open up the Word of God, or when you get on your knees and cry out, or sometimes you have to have a moment, whatever it may be. But when you are journaling or allowing just time with the Lord, what you're doing is you're allowing that relationship to grow to where you can hear His voice louder. you're growing in relationships, period. Maybe you're growing in the wrong relationships or toxic people, or you're wanting to grow in your business or family or marriage or whatever. I want to encourage you to grow in your relationship with Christ. Allow His voice to be bigger. And this is, I'm going to end with this. We are actually launching tomorrow. Today is January 6th, just so you know when I'm recording this. But January 7th, on Monday, January 7th, we are starting something called Prayer-Filled Goals. And we're taking the month of January 4 weeks to dive into God's Word, to learn Scripture. There's some awesome, great worksheets. We actually created this curriculum. The ministry team created this for you. It's free. And you can go to beautifullydesigned.com and you can go to Bible studies. Just click join and we will send you an invitation to our Facebook group because it's on our Facebook page. It's a closed group and we give you a worksheet per week and we dive in and we learn what it looks like to seek God for what He has for us in 2019. So we're not just setting random goals and things, but we're really seeking the Lord of what He wants us to dream, what He wants us to do, and teach you how to journal and truly go to Christ for these things. And so I'm excited about it. I hope that you join us for this because we want God to be the loudest voice in your life. It matters most. So I love you, ladies. Goodbye, 2018. I hope you pick your word. My word is freedom. I'm about to walk into God's freedom in my life, and I hope you do too. Love you, ladies.
Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed.